charges after a summer plea deal fell apart. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a Delaware courtroom, President Biden's son pleaded not guilty to three charges after being accused of lying about his drug use 5 years ago on a form used to buy a gun. Charges like those are rare, and Hunter Biden's lawyer says he plans to ask that the case be dismissed. Hunter Biden was indicted on the charges after a plea deal on tax and gun charges imploded. The agreement would have meant there'd be no criminal proceedings during his father's re-election campaign. Now, a special counsel has been appointed, and the case is on track for a possible trial as the election looms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back in court for the second day of his civil business trial. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
A day after intense opening statements on Monday, lawyers in the case on Tuesday are going through years' worth of Trump's financial documents. Talking with reporters after court Monday, Donald Trump says he scored a victory in court, with a judge seemingly agreeing that all transactions that closed before 2014 are now out of the case.
I was going to come out and say that, as you know, we're not entitled to a jury, which is pretty unusual in the United States of America, so we think it's very unfair that I don't have a jury, but the judge's last statement was very fair.
A lawsuit filed by New York's attorney general accuses Trump of lying for years about the value of his assets on statements given to banks. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
At least 37 people were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria, a local security official said on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Turkey launches a raids blitz in search of bomb attack links. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Police have detained over 60 people across Turkey in a sweep targeting people with alleged links to Kurdish militants days after a suicide bomb attack in the Turkish capital. The interior minister says police carried out raids in 16 Turkish provinces, detaining dozens suspected of being part of what's referred to as the intelligence structure of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Around 12 other suspects have been rounded up in a separate operation in five provinces. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Science, Hans Ellegren, announces the prize in physics goes to three people for looking at electrons and atoms during the tiniest of split seconds. The discovery could potentially lead to better detection of disease.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physics in equal shares to Pierre Agostini, the Ohio State University, USA, Ferenc Krauss, Max Planck Institute for Quantum Optique, Garching, and Ludwig Maximilians Universität München, Germany, and Anne Lyer, Lund University, Sweden, for experimental methods that generate attosecond pulses of light for the study of electron dynamics in matter.
A bipartisan U.S. Senate delegation will visit China, Japan, and South Korea in October. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's office said Tuesday. The office of another of the senators traveling said the hope is to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Armenia's parliament voted Tuesday to join the International Criminal Court. Armenian officials say the move was prompted by what they call Azerbaijan's aggression against the country in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Armenia's ally, Russia, isn't happy. Niger begins 3 days of national mourning after 29 soldiers were killed in a suspected jihadist attack, the deadliest since the military took power in July. Early voting opens across a swath of Australia on a reform that would recognize Indigenous people in the 1901 Constitution for the first time. The United Nations Security Council has approved a Kenyan-led mission aiming to bring stability to Haiti a year after leaders in the violence-ravaged Caribbean nation first pled for help. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
It's on VOA1.